All right, back to food. And we've had a lot of very negative news from the hospitality sector. So let me finish the food segment with something positive and forward looking. And that is the tale of how the young chefs and sommeliers and baristas of tomorrow are being mentored today by some of the leading names in the industry. It's happening via a competition, an extended competition called One and Only Reaching for Young Stars 2021. And it's not just a once-off come and cook and win a prize. It is a platform for students from numerous different culinary academies to learn from leaders in the industry, from professionals, from teachers, from farmers, from product suppliers in key industries who are going to mentor them and coach them through the competition process before they do the big cook-off to win the prizes at the end of it. To tell us more about this competition, I'm delighted to welcome on the line Wendy Kutsia of Showcook.com, who are the originators of this competition. Wendy, it's lovely to have you with us. Welcome.
Hello, Pippa. Nice to be here.
So much loss in the industry right now, and it's been worsened, of course, by last night's announcement. But this is a reminder, really, that the job of recruiting and nurturing the restaurateurs of the future can't stop because of COVID, Wendy.
No. You know, obviously, it's devastating. Every time we have another wave of this and the hospitality industry is so badly impacted, you know, it really is upsetting for everybody involved, including an organization like ours, which is about tomorrow's youngsters. But, well, you know, there's a saying that smooth waters don't make skillful sailors. And all I can say is these are choppy waters. And the students are certainly seeing firsthand how difficult things can be. But maybe I'm a perennial optimist, but, you know, at the end of the day, tourism contributes enormously to the backbone of South Africa. The GDP depends on it in all sorts of ways. Yeah. It's what we're known for around the world. So no matter how many waves of COVID come our way, the hospitality industry will be there to recover at the end of it, and we want to be back in force. So no matter what happens, hospitality is incredibly important to the country, so we've got to be ready for the next wave, for where we're going.
Wendy, as you rightly say, there's nothing quite like the current circumstances to give your students a taste of how difficult an industry this can be. I think a lot of people go into it with romantic ideals, not realizing how absolutely backbreaking and grueling work in the restaurant and hospitality trade can be. Yeah. It takes a certain kind of level of resilience and commitment and passion to make it in those conditions. And really, a competition like this helps to identify the young people who've got it. Now, it's not just about chefs, it's wine stewards, it's pastry chefs, it's bakers and baristas. Tell us a little bit more about the format of the competition and what those young people are going to experience over the course of the competition.
Well, the competition, and let me just pick on the word competition. Yes, it is. At the end of the day, they come together and they compete. But the word that I prefer to use is mentorship, because although they're learning how to be competitive in what is one of the most incredibly competitive industries in the world, they're also learning all the nuances, which is what this competition is about. There are so many people who are within the industry who just give freely and openly of their time and their wisdom to try and mentor these youngsters. So the format is that you have, this year we have 7 culinary academies in the Western Cape. They bring together their creme de la creme, if you like, their young candidates to represent the academy, and we put them through their paces. And it starts out with a workshop on steroids, I must tell you, because the people who walk through that doorway, well, it's a bit like having the rock stars of the industry walking through when you're in the culinary world, and you get executive chefs, you get doyens from Cape Wine Academy, the top of the Sommeliers Academy, you've got executive chefs like Rudy Liebenberg, who's also one of our judges. He's from Mount Nelson. Yeah. You've got winemakers like Guy Weber. Lufo Ntizo is another one of our judges, is an incredible young man to listen to, and he's the top sommelier from One and Only itself. And the list just keeps on going and going. So they sit in those rooms and they learn about food, they learn about indigenous products, and they learn about the nuances of the industry. And once they've been through the initial learning period, they have an extraordinary experience in that they get taken out to wine farms, and then the wine makers often come back or tend to come back to the academies and share the information. So there's a tremendous emphasis on skill transfer. Mm. And it's a question of passing on all the knowledge. So anyway, they go through that. So whether they win or whether they are just there, by the time they walk out of this experience, they are so much the richer for it. And in fact, often puts them on the right place in the CV. And the different categories, you rightly said, we have every year a top hot chef, as they call it. We have a pastry chef, concentrates more on desserts and things like that. We have a baker. We have a beverage student, as we talk about it, which is really the future sommeliers. We have baristas. We have a Vantine bomb, so they get to learn their paces on that, which, of course, is a new generation of career. And the emphasis is on the combination of wine and food together, because you cannot split the two.
Yeah.
So you've got all the different categories, and the prizes are incredible. I mean, every single category, it's a bit like the Oscars, where they have different sub-levels.
Yeah.
But the top chef this year, just to give you an idea of the level, they're being flown off to Dubai to the one and only The Palm and the one and only Royal Mirage, where they spend a lot of time, about 3 weeks, I think, being mentored. Now, Danny Mushrooms is behind the flight. But that's worth mentioning to you, is they normally have a meat which has to form the main dish of the thing they eventually put together, the meal. This year, they've got to work with a non-meat dish, which I find quite fascinating. Mm-hmm. But the top chef will be off to be mentored. And the experience, as you can hear, it's not a holiday. It's just something which will set them up for life. We've got things like, the hot chef is also being flown off by two. In fact, they're off to Cape Cod, the Winslow Tavern, which is owned by two South Africans, okay. Philip and Tracy Hunt. And they are passionate about mentoring young students, and particularly those in South Africa. So the top one will be flown off to spend an astonishing 5 months working in situ, learning in that restaurant. It's incredible. The pastry chef is going to be flown off to France, and Lancewood actually is the brand behind that one. But they fly off to La Crusée, which is in the heart of France. And again, I've got to tell you, this is owned by two South Africans, Louis Janssen van Vuren and Hardy Olivier. And there's something about South Africans that I always love, because these two gentlemen have created the most extraordinary chateau in France, but they still hop backwards and forwards to South Africa to sort of keep the love going. So the reach of the competition, by the nature of who's involved, and the dedication, the passion is way beyond the borders of South Africa. Mm. And these people I'm describing to you are absolutely making sure that whatever culinary students we have in the making right now, they're going to be the top, top culinary stars for South Africa tomorrow.
Wendy, wonderful prizes. And we actually chatted to Louis from La Crozette on the show a couple of months ago. So amazing to hear that he's part of the prize package as well. What a wonderful opportunity. Yeah. How has COVID impacted on the competition? Obviously, I would imagine the way you've had to manage the workshops has got to be very strictly controlled. Beyond that, has it had any impact?
Yes. There are two competitions behind the showcook.com sort of endeavor. There's this one, the one and only Reaching for Young Stars, which is the academies. And the other one is between all the hotels, and it's the Distel Interhotel Challenge. And they both sort of run in parallel. The Interhotel Challenge is coming up a bit later. So both of them have been impacted by COVID. Now, as you can hear, restaurants, hotels, all of it is involved. They've all had the same news. So within a very brief moment of time, once we knew where COVID was heading, and I'm going back to the beginning of the COVID stretch, is everybody just quickly went onto Zoom, no surprise there. So all the things that I've described, like the workshopping, the lecturing, and the skills transfer, all these wonderful people from the industry simply kind of honed in on their Zumbas, their Zoom skills, and then they basically got onto the microphone, and we managed to continue. So the first thing they did was we made the whole thing online. In between, we have managed to have occasions of being together. We had our Oscars of the Interhotel Challenge. We managed to do a hybrid. So instead of having 400 and something glittering people in the room, we would have maybe 40, and then everybody else would be zooming in from all over the country. One direct impact of last night's announcement is that the culinary students were gearing up for their big cook-offs. Now, this is a really hot moment in their life, and they really practice, and it's very tense. And that was supposed to be happening on Saturday.
Oh, shame.
So very sadly, we've had to move it. But I do say moved on and postponed, not cancelled. So we're just basically waiting until we're allowed to be able to kind of reinstate it. So we've waited breath, we hear.
And with fingers crossed. Wendy Kutsia, thank you. And I hope it is a very short period of postponement before you can carry on with the competition. Wendy Kutsia, part of the Showcook.com team, talking to us about the one and only Reaching for Young Stars 2021 competition. If you visit Showcook.com, you can take a look at some of the footage of the competition so far and see if you can spot some of the future stars of tomorrow in the making.